Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to talk about Pfizer's lies and how they have been exposed. I'm going to get to that in a second. Before I get there, my usual thanks to the sponsors of this podcast, quantumhypno.co.uk. Check it out below. And also my thanks to you, dear listener. Without you, there would be no point to any of this. Okay. One of the things that brought this community here together was our alarm about what they were doing back in 2020 with lockdowns and masks and all that nonsense, and also our deep concern about the so-called vaccines that they rolled out late 2020, early 21, and basically ever since then we've stood against it. We have had all kinds of conversations about how fake, how false, how nightmarish it has been. But I wanted to play you a clip. Now, this lasts about 2 minutes, so it's a slightly longer than normal clip, but I think it's worth listening to. It's a Dr. Claire Craig from the Heart Group, and she's basically talking about how Pfizer cynically manipulated the data in its child vaccine trials to get what it wanted, and is absolutely criminal. Listen to what Claire has to say, and then we're going to talk about it.
Dr. Claire Craig, I'm a diagnostic pathologist and I am co-chair of the Heart Group, and I wanted to take you through the evidence that Pfizer just presented to the FDA on the 6 month to 4-year-old children. There's an awful lot about this trial that has shocked me and I think will shock you too. The trial recruited 4,526 children aged from 6 months to 4 years old. 3,000 of these children did not make it to the end of the trial. That is a huge number, two-thirds of them. Why was there this drop-off? That needs to be answered. And without an answer to that, on that basis alone, this trial should be deemed null and void. So what did the trial show? Well, they defined severe COVID as children who had a slightly raised heart rate or a few more breaths per minute. There were 6 children aged 2 to 4 who had severe COVID in the vaccine group, but only 1 in the placebo group. So on that basis, the likelihood that this vaccine is actually causing severe COVID is higher than the likelihood that it is.
If I can just come in on that one there, just think about what she said. So she suggests, she's saying that based on Pfizer's own clinical data, the likelihood is that it's the vaccine that's causing the health difficulties, which are being defined as COVID. But I don't think it is, because I don't think COVID exists, right? I think that there are health characteristics which they define as COVID, which totally, as Claire says, come from having the vaccine. Let's listen a bit more.
There was actually one child who was hospitalized in this trial. They had a fever and a seizure. They had been vaccinated. So now let's turn to what they defined as any COVID. And what they did was to utterly twist the data. They vaccinated the children and they waited 3 weeks after the first dose before the second dose. In that 3-week period, 34 of the vaccinated children got COVID and only 13 in the placebo group, which worked out as a 30% increased chance of catching COVID in that 3-week period if you were vaccinated. So they ignored that data. And then there was an 8-week gap between the second dose and the third dose, where again, children were getting plenty of COVID in the vaccine arm. So they ignored that data. There was then 7 weeks after the third dose, which they also ignored, which meant that in the end, they had ignored 97% of the COVID that occurred during the trial. And they just looked at tiny numbers, so tiny. In the end, they were comparing 3 children in the vaccine arm who had COVID with 7 in the placebo arm. And they said that this showed the vaccine was effective.
So there you go. I think that is pretty damning from Claire. You can see just how cynical and manipulative Pfizer have been. Not that that should come as a surprise to anybody who follows me. We know the cynicism, the corruption, the crookedness of Big Pharma. I mean, we know that. Those things are absolutely certain. But as she says, the manipulation of numbers is staggering, really, when you think about it. At every level in the trial, this was the children's vaccine trial, but it equally applied in the adult vaccine trial as well. Nothing that they did was legit. And of course, at the heart of it, and this is where probably I would take issue with Claire, there was no COVID at any point. You had people having symptoms which could be seen as having a cold or having some such similar ordinary event. And you had children who were becoming unwell after taking the vaccine. Well, in that case, you put the illness down to the consequences of the vaccine, not to something magical that was underlying that. So, you know, the truth of the matter is no child anywhere should ever have been given a COVID vaccine. It was a criminal act. It was a genocidal act against children all around the world. Pfizer were up to their necks in it. So was Moderna. So were the governments. So were the health officials. So was Fauci. So was here in the UK. They were all at it, I'm afraid. And, you know, we do need to be robust and hold them all to account for what they did. Think of all those precious little children who were given this awful clot shot and now have to live with the consequences of it, all over a so-called medical condition that, even if you believe in it, had a what, 0.0004% of giving them a serious problem. Infinitesimally small. It was a criminal act.